Manuscript Releases, Volume 11, Mr. Number 859. Miscellaneous Counsels, Audio. To A. T. Jones, dear brother, I am your friend, and I would stand in perfect harmony with you. I do not want those who have closed the door of their hearts to light to have any occasion to feel that they are right in criticizing you and brother E. J. Wagoner and brother W. W. Prescott. I have a great desire that you shall show Christ-like wisdom in every movement. To S. N. Haskell, I write a few lines to you this morning by lamplight. Before receiving this, you will have met Professor Prescott. We would gladly have retained him in this country, but we dared not do this, for it would have savored of selfishness. We hope he will do the brethren much good in South Africa, and that he will be received cordially, in brotherly love. He has the truth in the heart, as well as on the lips. God is with him, and will work by him if our brethren will receive him as one who bears to them a message from God. May it not be true of them, as of the people of Nazareth, that Jesus could not do many mighty works because of their unbelief. There is no virtue in refusing to receive the light which God shall send, and we need every ray of light from heaven. We should appreciate the love of God, who sends the light, and should accept the light joyfully. Many need to learn that it is one thing to assent to truth, and another thing to receive the truth as the bread of God, of which, if a man eat, he shall live forever. Day by day we must feed upon the living bread that we may receive spiritual sustenance, as we partake of temporal food to give us physical strength. What is the bread of life? Jesus said, Whoso eateth my flesh, and drinketh my blood, hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh, and drinketh my blood, dwelleth in me, and I in him. John 6 verses 54-56. He does not leave us to misunderstand him. He says, It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life. Verse 63. The words of Christ are to be received with no half-hearted, weak, hesitating faith. The word gives light and assurance to all who educate their souls to believe. The heart needs the presence of the heavenly guest Christ abiding in the soul. We are to dwell in Christ, and Christ is to dwell in us by faith. The largest promise that Christ could give to his disciples when he left them was the promise of the Holy Spirit. He was in search of the strongest consolation he could leave them, to do them good after his departure. Of all